In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, one focus of this Colossians pericope is on the Christian life. This text is quite dense. And in this pericope, one of the emphases that Paul brings in the discussion is a few solid Old Testament topic, as a good Old Testament theologian as he is as well. In this case, and this is my point here, he connects Christ and baptism with the death and life motif. He says in verse 13, we, the Christians, were buried with him in baptism, so burial, baptism, and also you were also raised with him as in baptism, or God who raised him from the dead, so life and resurrection and death, and you were dead, but God made you alive. So Paul is here blending a good Old Testament topic, which is this contrast between life and death, and making the connection of this with something new that we find in the New Testament, which is baptism. So he keeps here on the good old wisdom tradition of the Old Testament. The question is that, how can we describe such a basic and decisive contrast between the death and life motif in connection with baptism, which is a typical New Testament teaching and quite emphasized by Paul himself? And one way of describing that, as I was preparing this chapel, I was remembering, when I was doing archaeology in the Promised Land. In one season, I had the privilege of working in the cemetery site. Working in the cemetery, in this case, when I say cemetery, it's a sort of middle-class type of cemetery. That cemetery was built up in the slope of a hill where there were quite a few caves. And those caves, or some of those caves, the larger ones, were worked inside. And then, on the three inside walls, they try to make it square. They dug in a sort of holes so that when someone was buried there, they would bring the coffin and insert it in one of those holes, like a drawer, and there the coffin would stay there, and then the corpse was buried there. The entrance of those places, of those burial places, usually used to be sealed by a stone or just a door to prevent, animals to enter in, or thieves sometimes looking for, precious things there. And it's interesting that when the door is closed or the stone is closed, it's dark inside. And during nighttime, it's completely dark. It's black. We see nothing. Especially during night time. I remember once that, our team was working in one of those caves until close to midnight. We thought, wow, we're going to have a finding here, something at least on the same level of Qumran finds. But, two or three days after, the end result was just, just dirt. So we were quite disappointed. So, and then working there in the nighttime, even with the help of powerful flashlights It's too scary. I must confess that I would be scary to stay in there with a closed door, alone in the nighttime. You know, we never know about those ghosts and, you know, those walking skeletons, you know, coming out of those holes. So, you know, the feeling I had in myself was a feeling of, being scared, because it's dark. You know, if the battery fails and the flashlight won't work anymore, what am I going to do? Because I was in the cemetery, you know, in the place of the dead. And what's the contrast? The contrast would come during daytime, when we would walk out of the place, you know, through the door and see bright skies, you know, summertime Holy Land, at Promised Land, you know, it's bright sky, blue, clear day, warm temperature, too warm. So there was quite a contrast. Being inside there during nighttime, completely dark. During daytime, as we walked out, you know, completely clear. And evidently that when I would walk out of one of those caves, you know, my feeling was completely different. I never felt scary of being out there, you know, looking at a clear horizon could see around the side, and especially by the end of the day, by the end of the afternoon, with a nice breeze. So it's completely different. It's a contrast. That's what came up to my mind as I was reading this pericope here. So, and this is one way of understanding the fear of death and the beauty of life. What's death? Death is cold. It's dark. It's scary. It makes us feel alone and hopeless. And what's the beauty of life? The beauty of life, it's going out to a warm temperature. It's with bright skies and a great sunshine. In the cave, it was nighttime, I was feeling scary. But out of the cave, I never felt, scary. And I always felt kind of protected because here's sunshine. So this is a clear and a strong contrast. Sometimes we here at the seminary, because we study, you know, Bible doctrine, exegesis, systematics, how to apply this, how to bring to the church, etc. Sometimes we have a sort of romantic idea of what's death, and we may have a incomplete idea of what is life. Because we get used to this. But when we face it, face to face, then things are different. And then we understand what Paul is trying to say here. And what he says, that's when he blends in. He puts together life, death and life motif with baptism. And this is the miracle of the sacrament. So, and what's the miracle? In Christ, he says, it's like we were buried in one of those dark, scary, and cold cemetery caves. But as Christ did not stay in the death, so, and as he is resurrected, we resurrected with him to live under the warm and bright sunshine. So now we are servants. We were made alive to serve Christ. We serve him. Yes, we do. In our family, in our church, in our classrooms, in our work, in our country, in our world. And we preach him, we preach Christ as the one who is the Lord of life, who has conquered death. So, therefore, we have life. We don't need to stay in the dark cave. But we have life. We have life in Christ. This is the power of baptism. That's a miracle, isn't it? Only God could do that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.